Chapter 2. Love is society. Love, noun. A temporary insanity, curable by marriage or by removal of the patient from the influences under which he incurred the disorder. This disease, like caries and many other ailments, is prevalent only among civilized races living under artificial conditions. Barbarous nations, breathing pure air and eating simple food, enjoy immunity from its ravages. It is sometimes fatal, but more frequently to the physician than to the patient. Ambrose Bierce, The Devil's Dictionary. Let's just talk. Not even an introvert like me exists in a social vacuum. The society around us constantly shapes and influences everything we think, say, and do. This influence often goes unnoticed. It tends to make its presence felt only when we start resisting it in some way. But noticed or not, it is real, and its effects are powerful. In many ways, we are artifacts of culture. When I talk publicly about having two partners, people often react by trying to reinforce the cultural norm of monogamy that I've broken. Some call me horrible names in anonymous comments or messages, attempting to shore up that norm. Others remind me that I'm not normal in subtler ways. Unprompted declarations that they could never do that, for example, or reminders that my life is an experiment, as if anyone's isn't. But I want to talk about the power of the unsubtle for a moment. Let's think about the word slut. The meaning of the word slut encodes a socially significant idea that promiscuous women are bad. The word packs together a description, promiscuous woman, and an evaluation, bad. This means that when you use this word uncritically, you commit yourself to that value judgment. That is, you signal to the world that you think promiscuous women are bad. Of course, the meanings of words can change, and some pejoratives and slurs get reclaimed over time, losing their negative connotations. But slut retains much of its negative charge, despite some efforts at reclamation. I mention this because language is a great case study in how our mechanisms for transmitting socially significant information are simultaneously effective and invisible.